listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, wondering when the multiverse is going to collapse upon us all. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul here as well, phasing between phases 5 and 6, because we're talking a little Marvel again.
A little more.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We just got done
discussing. It never goes away.
Maybe it will. We don't. That's I think, part of the conversation we're going to be having right now.
Could be.
So, we just got done talking about Fantastic Four, and now it's 2 weeks after the movie's come out. It's probably going to be like 4 weeks before this actually gets posted. And we're seeing a precipitous drop in the box office for the Fantastic Four, which is not a good thing. Normally, if a movie can drop 50% or less, it's great. If it drops 60, less than 60%, that's okay. Then we're talking from weekend one to weekend two. Fantastic Four internationally had a 66% drop and domestically had an 80% drop. And right now, these kinds of movies are performing best in America. A drop like that says, we don't even know if the Fantastic Four is going to make it to $500 million, and I think it needs to do like $525 or something to break even, let alone actually make money. Now, in the world of things, there's licensing, there's video sales, there's toys, I'm sure
merchandising.
So much merchandising, as like, you know, Yogurt would say, is happen for Fantastic Four. But still, Marvel is a company that got used to the glory salad days when they were making $1 billion a pop. If their movies can't even break even, which Captain America didn't, Thunderbolts didn't, now Fantastic Four didn't, that speaks to a massive issue. Now, to balance, Superman has broken even. It's probably $25 million over where it needed to be. It's going to make some more money because it's been doing okay in theaters, but again, licensing and everything else is what Warner's is going to get. Warner's is just happy they broke even because their last few DCEU movies didn't. So they're like, yay! We're in the black!
But small victories.
Small victory. Take what you can get, guys. Yep, but, like, it's a comparison that's interesting to take because the last three movies that Marvel's put out, no one cared about, effectively. Like, you and I go to see this shit opening weekend because we have to, because the site locks us into it. But
it does.
If you and I didn't have this podcast to do, if I wasn't writing articles for the website, I'd wait until it was on Disney Plus, because fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like almost Marvel got a little too full of themselves after Deadpool and Wolverine, and like, oh, we're back, baby. No. you ain't back.
That's one of the few outliers they had. That one and Guardians of the Galaxy are their two most successful movies for the last few phases. And that's primarily because at a certain point, and the point is Ant-Man and Wasp Quantumania, people were like, these movies suck, and keeping up is homework now. Because, like, especially with Quantumania, you had to know who Kang was. And Kang showed up in Loki a full fucking, like, 2 years beforehand and then didn't appear again. And you're supposed to also, like, for the Marvels, you're supposed to keep up with three other shows that maybe were important, but maybe not. It's all homework now, and no one has the time. Marvel overdid it, and now no one wants to see their movies. Superman, this is the first time Superman's appeared on screen in 8 years, and people are really excited to see him. Yes, the movie only made a little bit of money, but it's like when Batman Begins came out, and then that was after Batman and Robin. It didn't do well on its own, but then when The Dark Knight came out, it was a $1 billion thing because people were like, oh, that previous Batman was awesome. I want to watch more Batman. I think that's what it is for DC. That previous DC movie was awesome. I want to see more DC. Marvel doesn't have that.
They really don't. And like they kind of tried to grab it like with Deadpool and Wolverine, but the nostalgia in that movie was so thick, and that movie was written for me, not you. So like know, that's the way everybody looked at that movie. Like, you got that movie because you wanted it, and that was a love letter for the fans, and the rest of it has just been trying to cash a paycheck again. Yeah. They've gone right back to the bullshit.
Well, we discussed this when we talked about Deadpool and Wolverine a while back. The fact that that movie wasn't a Marvel movie. That movie was the final, honestly, gravestone for the X-Men. We are going to get to see certain parts of the X-Men team in Doomsday when they all presumably die. Spoilers, I'm assuming. It's more than likely. They got to kill them all so they can introduce a new X-Men team. But, like, this was the love letter end point for the old X-Men universe. Guardians of the Galaxy did well. It was the love letter end point for James Gunn tenure in Marvel and for these characters that we've seen as a team for three movies and a holiday special. Like,
That we gave a shit about too, because there was consequence there.
Yeah, and they were ending. That we you can't do that ending twice. That's done now. So I don't think you can... Those are the outliers. Primarily, Marvel's movies have been failing because no one cares about the main Marvel universe anymore.
Well, I mean, you touched on it, right? You got to watch three shows, talk to a cousin who knows, and a sister who's a friend of somebody who heard something. Like, there's just too much shit going on, man. I can't keep up with all the Disney Plus shows. I haven't watched Loki season two, and y'all expect me to keep up on shit otherwise? Like, I don't know who half these characters are anymore. Like, I gave a shit through phase one, two, and three. I was there for every movie, but I was there every 16, 18 months.
Yeah.
I wasn't there every 2 months grabbing and shoving something else down my throat. Like, come
on. That's oftentimes longer than an actual movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's a problem. Like, you are not as big of a Marvel Cinematic Universe person as I am at this point. Not that I want to be, but mm-hmm. I forcibly keep up with it, and it is forcibly, just because of the website. And I attribute all of it to the website. Like, if I didn't have to write about this shit, I wouldn't have watched Echo, I wouldn't have watched Ironheart, I wouldn't have just watched Eyes of Wakanda... None of those were very good, in my opinion. And there's plenty more. Agatha All Along. I could list off dozens. There's like three or four shows total that I've liked. What If, WandaVision, Loki, and Hawkeye. Like, I liked those. I didn't like anything else that they've put out. And they've put out so much. Yeah. Like,
I liked Falcon and Winter Soldier because I liked their dynamic. But again, that was one that, like, it had some cool aspects to it. But that still dragged.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I wanted to like that one because I liked their characters. It should have been a movie. It shouldn't have been a TV show.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I don't know what, like, and that, again, Marvel doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. And they're polluting their own pool with too much other crap. And so it creates a problem for them because they need to make, I'm sure because Disney is telling them, they need to make $750 to $1 billion per movie. Mm-hmm. They're not making that. They're often not even breaking even. And even though they say, well, we're scaling back our budgets. Okay, your scaled back budget means you're not spending $325 million, you're spending $200 million and still not making that. And they say, well, we're not releasing as many shows now, except you just dumped Ironheart and Eyes of Wakanda in the same month around Fantastic Four, which just came out after Thunderbolts. You're not showing you've learned a lesson here.
I'm pulling this up to like take a look here. Like, Eyes of Wakanda, I didn't even know that. It's the 15th series that's been put out already? Are you shitting me?
Yeah, in like 4 years.
Oh my god. And it's like ridiculous. I know some of this was a product of COVID and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like, it was maybe easier to make shows than movies to have all the people there. Like, I'm sure there was some kind of like something budget wise I'm sure, but like, oh boy.
And most of it's forgettable. Do I ever feel the need to go back and watch Echo, even though technically it has a character that influences the Daredevil show that just aired? No. I did like the Daredevil show, even if it wasn't the best thing of ever, because it doesn't quite live up to Netflix's legacy, but I think it shows a path forward for where they can go. Plus, it has a really good Punisher. It's a good show. I liked it. But I can't blame anyone if they didn't watch Daredevil. I'm assuming you didn't watch Daredevil.
No, but I might check that one out. Like, I was just looking at that a little bit. I might check that one out. Yeah,
it's practically season four of the Netflix show, which was pretty good.
That's true.
It doesn't in any way, shape, or form have a terrible Iron Fist in it, which makes it even better. But there was a time when Marvel's TV projects actually kind of felt like they mattered. When Agent Carter was on the air, and when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. actually kind of tied it. Now, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. wasn't the best, and it got better once it stopped being part of the MCU. But that was all we really needed. You have a couple shows that, like, air once a week, and that's it. And if you pay attention, great. If you don't, doesn't really matter. Now everything has to be paid attention to, so no one wants to pay attention to any of it.
It's too much. It's a sensory overload. You can't have a billion references to everything. Like, it's gone from Easter eggs to, like, need to know. And it's just, it's too much.
Yeah. I mean, that's a fair point to make. If you didn't watch the end of Iron Man, like the post-credit sequence, and you didn't see Nick Fury show up in the end credits, then you weren't really spoiled when, like, he showed up in Iron Man 2 or other S.H.I.E.L.D. people came around, because it didn't really matter. But, like, you have to watch Ms. Marvel, which wasn't that great, and you have to watch WandaVision, which came out, like, 3 or 4 years before that other movie, to be able to understand the Marvels. And if you didn't watch those, I can see why you didn't like that movie, because you're like, why is Captain Marvel sharing time with two people we've never seen before? I saw it. I liked the Marvels, because I got three characters I kind of liked. But I'm in the minority. when I saw it in theaters, two girls in front of me had seen everything, and they were cheering when, like, Ms. Marvel was on, and when stuff happened, they thought it was great. But how many fucking people besides me, my wife, and those two teenage girls saw all that shit? Like, no one.
And that, you know, that little bit there, though, that gives a little bit of faith that people still do give a shit when it matters, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you have your opinions, and we agree on some things and we disagree on others, but your opinion on, like, you know, writing is usually very sound. And, like, a good story, it's usually, I default to you there, it's pretty good. So, like, when people can get behind characters that, like, kind of mean something and mm-hmm. they give a shit, like, even, like, obscure ones, like, that's wholesome. I dig that.
But really
we don't get enough
this.
Of that anymore.
I was really happy that my wife and I weren't the only two people in that theater actually enjoying ourselves. Most people there for that second weekend showing of that was sparse to begin with seemed to give a shit. But those two girls, they really cared. They were in it. That was great. But it gets back to the fact that we watch it opening weekend, and we're part of the factor that gives this movie, you know, Thunderbolts and Fantastic Four, $200 million its opening weekend. And then the movie takes a steep dive afterwards and may not make $400 million. And you're sitting there going, okay, so only the people that are still here that have been invested for 20 years and somehow can't escape are still in it now. How many of us are left? And clearly, it's not a lot.
It really isn't. And it feels like back in the day, it used to be like you'd go see a movie a couple times, maybe, you know, maybe that kind of helped. Like, it was good. You want to go see it again. Like, you know, I wanted to go see, you know, Civil War again. I wanted to go see Black Panther again. Like, you know, these were good movies. And now it's like you go once, you see it, you're like, all right, it'll be on Disney Plus in a few weeks. What's the reason of spending more money on it to go see it again? Or it's lazy writing. Why am I giving more of my money? It was a waste of time again. Like, it's gone from being good product you can count on to being just, again, back to the cash grab, man. It's just it's pumping it out. That's all it is.
And this is, like, this should be telling as well. You know me. You've seen my giant fucking collection. I bought every single Marvel movie from Phase 1 through Phase 3. I had the intention of continuing that right up until the point where they weren't releasing all their TV shows. And I'm that person that if I can't get the whole run, I don't want any part of the run. I will only buy the simple things that I like. I feel like it. And I haven't felt like buying a Marvel movie almost since, like, WandaVision. I think I actually picked up WandaVision and the first season of Loki when they came out. And then I might pick up Thunderbolts because it was good enough to watch again.
Definitely, that had its moments,
But that's a might. I'm definitely buying Superman. And, I mean, the last movie that I was willing to see in theaters more than once was Sinners, which I saw, like, three times, because it was really fucking good.
Really
good. So good. So really fucking good.
Had to do a movie right.
But then the one I was willing to see before that, I can't remember. It definitely wasn't a Marvel movie. It hasn't been a Marvel movie for a long time. I keep sitting there going, do I need to see this Marvel movie in theaters? Can I skip this one? Please?
I've been skipping a lot of them, and the podcast has gotten me into going back. And, like, I'm enjoying it. It's all good. Like, I'm enjoying the movie. Like, you know, we kind of got away from that 4 years ago in COVID. It's good to see people going back out again. Like, you know, we're going on double dates with friends that, like, weren't keen on going out several years ago and stuff like that. So
you got to take everyone you can to see Sinners.
Exactly. So, like I don't know, like it's true though, like, you know, you're not wrong in what you're saying is what I'm
So I feel maybe a little bad for Marvel because, you know, they want to change things. I'm not sure they want to change things for the right reason. It still feels like corporate greed. We used to do this, we can do this again. Let's just change a little and dump everything that we were working on that no one seems to care about, and then after this we're gonna win them back. But I don't feel like their plan is sound, and I don't know that... Yeah, if you look at what they have coming out, they have a ton of stuff still in the works for Phase 6, despite the fact that they're like, oh, we're not going to release that much this year. They have Marvel Zombies, they have Wonder Man, they have Vision Quest, those three shows, and maybe more, plus they have Avengers Doomsday, Spider-Man Brave New Day, and Avengers Secret Wars. That's all upcoming right now, on top of Eyes of Wakanda we just got. Like... Yes, is that less than we got for Phase 5? Sure. Does that still feel like too
much? Not by much.
And I think my list doesn't even include the fact that there's a second season of that other world Spider-Man show, Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. That's going to be coming out this phase as well. And maybe Blade, if they can ever figure out how to get Blade going. Like, It's a lot. It's just a lot.
Yeah, it's gotten to be too much. And, you know, I'm looking at the spacing. It looks like they're getting better with their spacing on movies, at least. There's one this year. We got Fantastic Four. We get one next year with Spider-Man. Okay.
I don't think I actually buy that, though. Because I think, looking at it, they're like, well, we need to pull back for now while we get the Avengers crossover done so we can just reboot away and pretend nothing the last three phases happened. But I bet you, like, the second that they're through that, if they make good money off of Doomsday and Secret Wars, they're sitting there going, okay, so here's our 7-year plan, and it involves 2 X-Men movies, 2 Fantastic Four movies, a Spider-Man movie, a crossover, and 6 different shows all in the next 2 years.
Yeah. And,
it's just too much.
It's just too much. It's too much. Oversaturation is a thing, and I got Marvel burnout, man. It got me through COVID, watching them in continuity order. Like, that shit was fun, man. 20 movies or whatever it was, watching them in sync order, and, like, in a kind of weird, like, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon way, it does kind of, like, make sense when you watch them that way. But, like, I mean, I'm not going to do that shit with any of these new phases. I don't fucking care.
I'm sure Spider-Man Brave New Day is going to make money because it's Spider-Man. It would have made money before they even announced that Punisher and Hulk were going to be in it. It's just, it's Spider-Man. I'm sure Doomsday and Secret Wars will make at least a little bit. I don't think they're going to make the $2 billion they got for the last big crossovers. I'll be shocked if they even made the $1 billion. Maybe they might get $750. Like, being kind, $750 to a bill, they'll probably be successful. But if they are, my bet is Marvel learns the long lesson from that. Like, yeah, we did it with Deadpool. We did it with these. We can start making all our big stupid movies again. And I don't think they can. Like, I'm recommending they take off 2 years. Just 2 years of nothing. Let us miss you guys.
Yeah. You're the ex that won't stop calling right now is what you are. And I'm tired of
you. You're right. That's perfect. Yeah, you're just like outside with the boombox going, I'm sorry, you'll take me back.
Yeah, the John Cusack.
Except I was thinking Robert Downey Jr. and like AC/DC playing out of it. Like, you liked it when we did like Back in Black and stuff, right?
Oh my God, can you imagine? Speaking of RDJ, man, like I don't know what Save Doomsday. Like I don't know what people are going to think about seeing their beloved Tony Stark as now the bad guy. I don't know.
We touched upon that before. I don't know if he's like, if he's going to be an Iron Man variant that's Doomsday. Like, because they kind of did something like that when, like, Dr. Doom became Iron Man at one point. They're doing, like, the reverse of it, which feels like a waste of that character as well. But I don't know if that's going to be that or if it's going to be something else like Superman Red Son, where somehow Tony Stark's adopted into Latveria. Whatever it is, it takes too much explanation for my brain to care about. Like, Robert Downey Jr., yay! Robert Downey Jr., evil Iron Man, okay!
Yeah, we'll see.
It doesn't matter. No, you're right. I were talking about dumb movies that don't matter at all. Why do I care?
the disappointment that they've laid on us the last several years is immeasurable. So, and you know what? You've built up a lot of goodwill, Marvel, over the 20 years you gave us of some really good shit. And I mean, it's getting old fast.
They should have stopped with Endgame. Mm-hmm. We've said this before. They should have just fucking stopped with Endgame, taken 2 or 3 years off, even though I know Disney was never going to let them do that. Treat it like a series finale and then rebooted with the X-Men at that point. They owned them at that point. They should have rebooted then. Instead, they've dragged us along for 3 phases that don't matter and wasted all the goodwill they built up over those previous 10 years.
Yeah, it sure feels like it. It really has. And like, we've touched on this before. Like, Fast and the Furious should have stopped at 5 or 6, whenever the 7. One with Paul Walker. 7. Thank you. Yeah. Like, 5 is where it picked back up.
5 was
6
perfect.
And 7 were good.
They couldn't stop at 5 because 5 was perfect and they had to continue. Yeah. But when Paul Walker died and they had to try and figure out how to finish 7, you are right.
Yeah.
7 had the perfect ending. 7 didn't need anything after it. This is entirely like Marvel's Vin Diesel phase going, I can keep this going. You can't, Vin. You need to let it go.
Yeah. There comes a time when you all have to move on, you know, and you got, and my stepdad used to say it when it was, you know, we were out fishing, you know, sometimes you just got to reel them in and pull it up and look for another place to go. And you know what? That time is now in a way. And it just is.
It is. It is. Like, I am excited at some point to see the X-Men done right. I don't think Marvel, as we have them right now, can do the X-Men properly. And I think we're going to get a bunch of shitty movies that waste their potential.
Yeah, and let's hope that we don't. Because, like, there's some good here that they got going on. Like, Spider-Man's a solid character. You know, there's promise, I guess, with the Fantastic Four. I mean, there's some stuff there, like, I guess I want to see. You got some new stuff going on with Winter Soldier and Cap. Like, okay. But, again, we're right back to, like, these aren't my... I say this with a grain of salt because I'm not trying to take away from Anthony Mackie at all. Like, you ain't my Captain America, bro. Like, that story's done. And
well, and they're going to reboot Captain America and Iron Man again. And a bunch of others. And then they're going to pretend like somehow we're going to care again. But that's, I think it's still an uphill battle. You can reboot Captain America after Secret Wars when you remake the universe. You can reboot Iron Man. But it's not Chris Evans. It's not Robert Downey Jr. People love those characters. And they were perfectly happy letting those characters go.
Yeah, if you felt something there. This story culminated how it had to finish. You know, there had to be sacrifice on both sides at the end of the day, you know? And you really had to feel something. Did I think it was going to be Tony going at the end of Endgame? Hell no. I thought it was Cap. A million times out of a million.
Kind of was. But,
you know, what it did, you really felt that when Tony went. You know, he was the one that had to give up so much to get there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. No, I'm lost on it again.
Yeah, it's like, I want these movies to be good again. Like, a part of me does. The rest of me doesn't necessarily really care anymore. Like, and that's 6 years of wasted potential just driving it home at this point. Like, I'm watching, I'm here, I'm trapped, but I don't blame anyone for bouncing at this point, pulling that emergency exit and jumping out the plane to fly off to find something else cool, like the DC Universe, because it's actually kind of hopeful right now. Like,
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Or maybe a Sinners universe. Please, give me more Sinners movies.
Wouldn't that be something? Uh-huh. Like, that would be kind of cool. Like, you know, what about Blade in the Sinners universe? Sign me up for that shit. Like, done so the good. Correct way, though,
Blade
right?
Blade crossover.
Like, God, let's not give Feige any ideas, please.
Well,
if he's listening.
yeah. Or, and we will touch upon this in another podcast recording down the road, a K-pop Demon Hunters universe, because that has potential, too.
I mean, that's taking the world by storm, right? Yes. I do not have that playlist on repeat. I do not.
My wife does, so I mean, I'm not blaming you at all for that.
it's good music, man. I ain't gonna lie, it's catchy as shit. It's catchy.
Yeah, we will do a podcast on that soon too.
Yeah,
so,
for sure,
DC did the right thing by just taking a year and a half off, and then only putting out one movie this year. So far. Only putting out one movie this next year and putting out TV shows that, yes, you can watch, but if you don't, you're not missing anything. Like, Peacemaker showed up in Superman, but it was a blink and you miss it Easter egg for the fans that had no bearing on the plot. Creature Commandos didn't even show up in there at all. Like, you don't have to watch everything to keep up with DC, and that's a nice jumping on point. If you still want superheroes, if you like Superman, that was a good movie to watch. People will watch it when it's on HBO, and they'll be sitting going, you know what? I might go to the theater to see the next one, because this is some spectacle that's worth watching.
Yeah, yeah.
And
like,
Marvel doesn't have
there's
it.
Actually something here. Yeah. Like, this wasn't half bad.
No, it wasn't
half
bad. It was pretty fun. And Marvel doesn't have that right now, and it's what they need. They need that forced break of 8 years for Superman, that forced break of 2 years from their universe, that slow roll of content that lets you just kind of savor and enjoy and miss the characters when they're not around.
Yeah, it's a Marvel bulldozer right now.
Yep.
Feels like, while DC is slow rolling you and doing it the right way.
They are. They're
like,
smart,
you know,
about
they really
it. They're
are. Yeah.
handling it properly, and I like that. So
it's almost like they saw what Marvel's been doing is like, how do we do something that's similar but the opposite?
That actually improves on what we fucked up and what they fucked up.
Maybe we should take a cue from them this time and see what they're doing wrong and pivot off of that instead of them always pivoting off of us.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Yeah. Oh well. We can hope for the best. Maybe Marvel someday gets their shit together, but in the meantime, I just dread what other bullshit I have to watch.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, this has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, wondering if the Marvel Zombies will come for me. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Hey, your buddy Mike the Ghoul, phasing from phase 7 to 8 because 7, 8, 9, and I cannot stand how many more we're getting right now. Goodness gracious.
We will see you all next time.